Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are going to be continuing to learn the seventh perek of Maseches Shviyos. Today we're going to be learning Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin and Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches. In Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin, we're going to be continuing our discussion of removing rocks from a field, like we learned previously on a Daraisa level. If you're removing rocks from your field in order to plant that field, in order to plow that field, in order to work on that field, then that is usur on a Daraisa level. However, if you just want to remove the rocks for your own personal needs, for your construction, or for some other need, then you're allowed to do so on a Daraisa level, on a Torah level. However, the Rabbanan came along and said it's going to look a little fishy, a little bit suspicious if a person's seen removing rocks from his field, and therefore the Rabbanan said that you're never really supposed to remove rocks, clear rocks from your field, unless it is 1000% crystal clear that your intention by removing those rocks is not to plant that field during Shemitah, but rather it is for your own personal reasons, like we learned previously. It's on that note that we begin Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Says the Mishnah, Avonim shezizason hamacharesha. If we have stones that became shaken by a plow, as the Bartanura says, they were shaken just enough so that the next plow, if you were to come over the rocks, they'll be dislodged. They'll come out completely, so they're sort of loose, but still sort of in the ground a little bit. Oshahayu mechusos v'niskalu, or says the Mishnah, they were covered by dirt, but now because of the plow, now they're uncovered and they're revealed on the ground. Says the Mishnah, Yesh bahem shtayim shel masoi, shnayim shnayim. If there are two of these rocks that are so heavy that you would need two people to lift them, so there could be 1,000 rocks. But if among those 1,000 rocks there are at least two of them that are so heavy that they would need at least two people to lift them, Hare Elu Yina Telu. All of the rocks, not only the two big ones, but all of these rocks can be removed for two reasons. Reason number one, because the two big stones certainly are clear that they're only going to be used for construction. No one moves big stones unless you need them for construction. They're construction rocks, and therefore you can certainly move them because your kavana, your intention to use them for construction, is clear. Secondly, it seems apparent that all of the other stones would anyway be easily removed. As we said, they're sort of dislodged, they're revealed, they're clear, they're there. So the next time the plow goes over, they're going to be removed and released and dislodged anyway. So you might as well do it now, and it's clear that you're not doing it for the intention of the field, but rather for your own personal intention of wanting to have those rocks and to use those rocks. Continues the Mishnah. Hamisakel es sadeh, if a person is clearing the rocks off from his field. A person is allowed to take, a pile of rocks. He's allowed to take the rocks that are on top of the pile as long as he leaves the rocks that are touching the ground. Because again, if all you do is take the top of rocks and you leave the bottom rocks, then it's clear that you're not doing anything to cultivate and plant on the field, because if you leave the bottom rocks, you still can't plant on those fields. So therefore, you're allowed to take the top rocks if you leave the bottom rocks. Continues the mission of Achein Gargar Shel Tzroros, Ogal Shel Avanim. Similarly, if you have a pile of small pebbles, or you have a pile of big stones, similarly, you can take the stones that are on top, because again, and if you're leaving these stones on the bottom, it's clear that your intention is not to plant in that field, because those stones will prevent you from planting. So you're allowed to take the top stones and use them for your construction purposes. Finishes off the Mishnah, Im yesh tachtehen sela okash. Or if there are under the pile of rocks, you have either one big rock or you have straw, Hari Elu Yinatelu, you're allowed to take all the whole pile, because clearly, once again, you have the big rock underneath, you have the straw and so on, both of which would prevent you from planting. Therefore, it's clear that by taking the rocks, you want them for your own personal needs and not for the purpose of planting the field. Beginning now, Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches. Says the Mishnah, Ein bonin madrigos al pi hagayos erev shviyos mishapasku hagishamim mipnei shu misaknon la shviyos. Says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to build stairs that are overlooking like the irrigation canal. They would have like this place where they would store all the water. And a lot of times they would be on the mountainside and it would be slippery and a little dangerous. So they would want to build stairs to go and and be able to get to the water to ultimately irrigate, water your field. But says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to build these stairs to go down to this irrigation canal during the Erev Shviyas, during the sixth year, Misha Paskug Hagashamim, from the summer months, from when the rain stops. Why not? Mipnei Shu Misnachman L'Shviyas, because it's clear that the only reason why you're building these stairs to go down to the irrigation canal, to the water, is because you're preparing to irrigate your field during Shviyas, during the Shemitah year, which certainly is not allowed. However, says the Mishnah, Aval Bona Huba Shviyas, Misha Pasku Hageshame, Mipnei Shu Misakanon, Lemotze Shviyas. But you are allowed to build these stairs during the Shemitah year itself. You certainly can't water your field during the Shemitah year, but you are allowed to build these stairs to go down to the irrigation canal where you're going to get the water for the eighth year, as the Mishnah is about to say, that you're allowed to build these stones during the Shemitah year from when the rain stops, Mipnei Shu Misakan on the Motzei Shviyas, because it's clear that at that point all you're doing is preparing the irrigation canal and getting ready for the eighth year. You're allowed to water your field, obviously, during the eighth year, during the year following Shemitah. And therefore, it's clear that you're building these stairs for that purpose and not to irrigate your fields, to water your fields during Shemitah. Continues the Mishnah. Velo yismoch be'ofar, and a person should not dam up, like make a dam to basically make sure that the water will be contained, that the water doesn't escape. You can't do that. Why not? As the Bartanura explains, because then people are going to think that you intend to irrigate your field during Shemitah, that it's during Shemitah you're going to make a dam to keep the water in, and you can't do that during Shemitah, because then people are going to think that that's what you're going to do. You're going to water your field during Shemitah. Aval, says the Mishnah, but osehu chayetz, but you're allowed to make like a fence of rocks with holes so some of the water will escape. It just can't be airtight with like a dam, but you're allowed to have some sort of a fence to keep some of the water in, because then again, there's no concern that someone's going to think that, oh, you just need all the water to irrigate your fields during Shemitah. And of course, they're pointing out that this is really even after the rainy season. The rainy season ends during the Shemitah year. Continues the Mishnah, Kol Evan Shu Yachol Lifshod Es Yado Velitla, any stone that you're able to, let's say you're on a construction site and you're trying to build something, and you want to reach from where you are in the construction site to your field, which is right next to you, and you want to take a stone from there. So the Mishnah said that any stone that you're able to reach with your hands and take it from the construction site, Harezu Tinatel, then you're certainly allowed to do so. Even small stones, which normally you couldn't take, because here it's clear that you're in a construction site, and it's clear what your intention is, it's clear what your kavana is, to use those rocks for the purposes of construction, and not to clear your field for the Shemitah year. Quick review, Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin discussed the cases of a rock that either gets dislodged through a plow or through it gets uncovered and so on and so forth. And we said that as long as there are two big, massive rocks there, you're able to take all of those stones, because we see clearly that your intention is to, is because you need those rocks, not because you want to plow your field and work on your field during Shemitah. And then we said that in any situation, if you have a pile of rocks and it's clear that your intention is not to plant your field, either because there's a rock or straw underneath, or because you're only taking the top rocks and so on, then you're allowed to remove the rocks, because again, your kavana, your intention is clear. You're just taking the top rocks. The field is still being left in a state where it can't be planted upon, and therefore you're certainly allowed to do that and remove those stones during Shemitah. And then Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches discusses the case of building stairs during the sixth year down to the irrigation canal. We said you can't do that, because then it looks like you're preparing the irrigation canal to water your field during Shemitah, which you can't do, but you can build it during the seventh year. Because at that point, towards the end of the seventh year, it's clear that your intention is only to get it ready for the eighth year. And then finished off the Mishnah, you can't build a dam to hold the water, because we're concerned that people are going to think that you're going to water your field during Shemitah, but you can make a fence of rocks with holes, because then the intention there is clear as well. The final halacha was that if you're using some sort of a construction zone, then you are permitted to reach and take rocks for the purpose of the field, as long as you're able to reach them, even small rocks, from the construction area to your field. Have a great day.